1835. A dust storm gathered force and blew across the western skies. There was nothing on those Texas plains to check the storm's advance. And the people that were living there, they didn't stand a chance. A curtain of black dust, 2 miles high, came tumbling down like an ocean on an anthill. It fell upon the town, and even the old timers had never seen such dust. They all thought the world was ending, and in a way it was. The storm began at sunset, and by morning it was gone. And the people left their shelters and walked out to face the dawn. Looked upon their land where fields of wheat had grown, and saw nothing but a desert made of dust the wind had blown. Some were beaten by the storm, they couldn't take the dust. They gave up on the farm and left the tractor out to rust. They packed up their possessions, said goodbye to all their friends, and took off down the road, a road that never ends. Some of you might wonder, what's this got to do with me? It's true, I'm only singing second-hand catastrophe. I never had a farm to lose, but still I really care. You don't have to be from Texas to know dust is everywhere. The other day a speck of dust flew right into my eye. It got stuck and hurt so much I thought that I would die. I winked and washed and rubbed and rinsed, it didn't help a bit. So I went to see my doctor, I was getting desperate. My doctor got the dust out, but then to my dismay, he opened up the window and just threw that speck away. Well, it's dust to dust, I do believe, as sure as I was born. That speck of dust is out there somewhere.